second item that I had concern about, and it's perhaps the one that pushes the biggest fear button for people, and that is the massive destruction that is theoretically possible from a nuclear power plant, particularly if it's near a major population area. Now, you've already referred to Fukushima. Fukushima, they evidently have not killed tens of thousands of people yet, and that's not projected for the future. The worst case scenario is so horrific, I think, that some people say we're not willing to do it, even if you multiply the risk out, it's going to be lesser. Mathematically speaking, the expected value of how many deaths will result will be less than the certain deaths that we're going to have, say, from dealing with coal mines, etc. That is to say, maybe it's an infinitesimal seeming danger, but there could be 3 million people dead. Number one, is that a realistic scenario? How could that happen? And is it because of the expected value that we should still prefer the nuclear power plant?
I think that the risk from accident is not nearly what you're describing. The Chernobyl, which was as bad an accident as we can imagine, is considered the upper limit for how bad any nuclear power accident can be. 2,000 workers are expected to die over the next 70 years from their exposure. 2,000 members of the public are expected to die. And it was such a bad design. It didn't have a containment system. When you were running that particular experiment, it didn't just run at 100%. It ran at higher than 100%. So the whole thing got so hot, it exploded, released a lot more radioactivity. One of the differences between a Western accident and a Chernobyl accident is that you have time to evacuate. In Fukushima, you have time to say, okay, everybody, you know, get out sometime in the next week or month or something and just sort of move. People didn't have to move exactly at that instant. They had time to evacuate. You lost the area around Fukushima. There's a couple-mile area that has to be remediated. I don't know how difficult it will be before people will be able to move back in. Then there's another plume that went northwest where people, they went out to pass 12 miles. People are not going to be able to come back until remediation happens. And that may be a while. So you're getting, it's challenging for people to lose their houses. That is true. But we're not looking at such a large number of deaths as occur every month from coal power in the United States, even with this multiple reactor accident. And there were three reactors running when the tsunami hit. So even in this situation, we're not looking at that many deaths. It is terrible for the people. Our hearts go out to them. I mean, first of all, they have this earthquake. They have the tsunami. The tsunami alone killed over 20,000 are dead and missing from the tsunami. There's over 100,000 who are still homeless. They've got huge public health issues from the tsunami. It's going to take them 3 years to clean up. The fish stink that are caught in the debris. It's a big public health issue. I don't mean to say that what they experienced, both with the tsunami and with the human error that mixed with the tsunami that led to the accident at Fukushima, I mean, the fact that human error was involved must make it even all that much worse. So that is an awful experience. But the idea of 3 million dead, the idea of even 1,000 dead, the idea of even 100 dead, I shouldn't say that. I think that 100 dead is certainly considered possible from a nuclear power accident. But we ignore much greater dangers in other fields. We ignore the Gulf spill. I didn't see everybody give up flying and driving after the Gulf oil spill. I didn't see people give up rubber after Bhopal, which was a much, much worse accident than Chernobyl. We continue to use sources even when they lead to, even when there are accidents.
So, Karen, those are my two big questions that you've responded to. Are there any other big questions?